Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome back to the Pop Off Podcast. This week's guest is YouTuber Madison Sarah, and we talk about the new Love Island relationships that have come about during lockdown, our favourite baby names, celebrity engagements, and celebrity entanglements. Madison, Sarah, welcome to the podcast. I don't know why I spoke like that. Madison, Sarah, welcome
Madison.
To the podcast.
I'm so excited. Oh my God.
I was reading
this
it out.
This is my first podcast. Oh no, it's my second, but like still.
Okay, well, still second is the best. I read your name out like I was like announcing that it was your last call for boarding on a flight or something. It was like Madison,
oh,
Sarah.
Oh my God. You know what? Everyone says my name is like a movie star name. So yeah. Everyone says it with like a emphasis in their voice. It's like Madison Sarah.
It is a movie. Madison Sarah. Like, ooh, Madison. Like, mine's so boring, like Lewis Ball. It's like, oh, okay.
It's like, no, it's a cute name.
Mine's like a teacher name, I feel like Mr. Ball, but maybe that's because my auntie's a headmistress. So how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I mean,
are you actually okay?
Well,
are we going to talk about it?
Are we going to go there? Well, I'm happy because I finally got my hair cut this morning, which if my hair's been through trauma this whole lockdown, it's been through a roller coaster of emotions. But also,
listen,
I did go out last night.
It's a bad one. Right. And I mean,
I've had an actual sticky one because I came back last night. And I was like, wow, I'm going to treat sober me for tomorrow morning and remember to do like my face tan drops. So I mixed it in with my moisturizer, applied it. And then I woke up this morning and my hands were bright orange. I had forgotten to wash it off.
Oh my God, that is a rookie error. I do that every single time. It's so annoying.
You see, I'm so usually like, as soon as it's on, or like as soon as I've rubbed it in, I'm like scrubbing it off. But drunk me must have just been feeling free, feeling forgetful.
I mean, well, that's sober me. So join the club.
First thing I want to talk about this week is Brooklyn Beckham is engaged. Which,
oh my, I'm so upset about it. I mean, he's younger than me, but like still, he is
really
beautiful.
Is he your type? I would not have him down as your type.
He's not, but do you know what my type is? I've decided I don't have a type looks wise, but if you're confident and you're slightly cocky with it, I am all for it. And I feel like he is that guy.
Yeah.
Where he's kind of like, he's just got something about him where I'm like, ooh,
no,
okay.
Confidence is a big deal breaker. Like, I feel like if you were in a relationship with someone who was like, type of person who like demands a room. Is that the word? Or commands a room? What's the word?
Like, I know what you mean. Like, he walks into a room and you know he's there.
Exactly. Like,
I hear you.
That is a good trait to have. But yeah, he's engaged. I'm not actually sure who he is engaged to. I feel like he's really young. He's only 20, isn't he?
Oh, really? Is he that young?
Yeah, he's 21.
Oh.
And his fiance is 25. She's called Nicola.
Right. Well, I feel less like a weirdo for him. I think he's attractive.
Fun fact. So I don't know if it's this Nicola girl or if it was his ex, but my brother's girlfriend's friend knows either his ex or the person he's just gotten engaged to, and the mutual friend between the two held a dinner party, and my brother went. So my brother met Brooklyn Beckham through the most, like, strenuous link. It was like his girlfriend's friend's friend's boyfriend, but he met him.
Wait, is his girlfriend English or American? Because they live in LA now, don't they?
Yeah, I feel like Nicola's maybe Nicola Pelt. I feel like that's kind of like a, not an English name. It's not like a...
Yeah.
Joe Smith. It's like a Nicola Pelt. That's a celebrity name. If we are talking about celebrity name, Nicola Pelt is a celebrity name.
Yeah. That's one you'd see in Heat magazine or like Vogue, maybe.
On the Daily Mail sidebar. Oh, Nicola Beckham. That is going to be nice. Nicola Beckham.
Oh, that's a nice name. Oh my God. Because we've got... the girl side, we've got Victoria Beckham. What's their daughter called?
Harper Seven.
Okay, well. Nicola, Victoria, Harper Seven. Wow, okay.
I love celebrity names. Like, I literally love when celebrities name their kids the most outlandish things. It's like my guilty pleasure.
Yes. I mean, I don't know who I think I am, but I feel like I am going to be the mom to call her daughter, like, Rain or, like... you know, purple.
I'm just like this is like audio evidence, empirical evidence for my future kids, if I ever have any, that they will probably be bullied for their name, because I am attention seeking and I want my kids to have attention. I don't want my...
I mean...
when I drop my like baby reveal on Instagram, I don't want it to be like, and they're called Joe or Emily or Becca or even Lewis.
How can you look at your beautiful new baby boy and be like, do you know what? Ben. Or like, you've got to call it something like, yeah, that's like, that's going to be a name that's going to carry you through life and you're going to be...
I know.
Center of attention at all times.
What if they end up becoming a celeb and they're called Dave? Like, there's a few celebrity Daves, but I can maybe think of one.
Dave the rapper.
Isn't there a Dave Franco? Is he, or did I just make that up?
Yeah, but if you're a Franco brother, yeah, I feel like...
surname does come into different. It. Franco is such a nice surname. That's also...
yeah, it is.
Do you know what? That is a factor that I never considered, but I feel like I'm going to have to start considering surnames when I'm looking into relationships, because I can't have like a Smith or like a...
No. You know what? Second name for me is a deal breaker, because I want to get married. So if you've got a bad last name, then I'm not marrying you. I'm sorry, but no.
Because it's all good and well, like deciding to give your kids some extra name like Rain or I don't even know, like Ocean. But imagine if it's like Rain Smith. Like it's not, it's not quite got the same punch. It's not got the same impact.
No, definitely not. Not if it's like a really British second name.
No, but whenever the Kardashians like announce a new pregnancy, I'm waiting with like bated breath to find out those kids' names.
Yeah,
I know they get.
What's your favorite?
I love Chicago. I think the name Chicago is so nice.
Yeah, I did like Chicago, to be fair, but Saint is my favorite.
Yeah, I did like Saint.
I think he's such a beautiful little boy as well. So I think that probably plays a part, but. Even Saint is just a beautiful name.
Stormy's cute as well. Stormy, I've always said this, I am not a child person. Like, the Sproglets are not a bit of me. I don't really get invested in anything under the age of, like, 18. Like, I'm just not... I'm not here. I don't find kids cute. I don't want them to, like, hold my finger or, like, spit up on me. I'd rather not be in a circumference of a child. No offence to any child listening.
You sound like me.
Stormy is the one exception. Stormy is the cutest.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
I remember... Do you remember... And even her outfits. Oh.
Do you know what, though? I feel like it's kind of dangerous because I don't really want kids. Like, I can't really see them in my future yet anyway. But I feel like watching Kylie and Stormy makes me want to be a mum. And that's dangerous.
Literally.
Because I feel like it kind of glamorizes being a mum. If that makes sense.
I'm not even joking. Like, well, I mean, I actually, disclaimer, I am slightly joking. Please don't take this too seriously. But I solely, if I ever have kids, it will be for the purpose of their outfits. Like, being able to dress little kids in tiny Yeezys or a tiny little, like, off-white hoodie. Like, oh!
Oh, my God. And they'll be in, like, Tesco wanting a Mickey Mouse t-shirt and you'll be like, no, Balenciaga like, only.
Put it down or we are going to McDonald's driver on the way back home. Drake dropped on Instagram that he is, well, not dropped. Well, he teased on Instagram that he has a new album coming.
Oh my God, I did not know that,
I'm sorry.
Suddenly excited.
A summer only bangs when Drake has just dropped new music. Like every summer, every good summer is associated with Drake songs. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, well, we need something to lighten the mood of this year because 2020 is a whole mess. So if anyone's going to save it, it's going to be Drake.
It's Drake. But when I think of like summer, all I think, like, when I associate songs with summer, it's always Drake songs. It's always songs like One Dance, Controller. But saying that, I was thinking the other day, every single year on Spotify, they do that Wrapped thing where they give you your like most listened to artist, your most listened to song. Yeah. Drake is always at my number one. And I was like, I don't even, like, I love Drake, but I wouldn't consider myself a Drake fan. And then I went through all my playlists. He has a song for every single mood you are in. My sad playlist, Drake
100%.
Songs. 100%. My summer playlist, Drake songs. My chill playlist, Drake songs. Like, he's everywhere.
Breakup songs, Drake. Like, yeah.
Makeup songs, Drake.
No, he is, like, he is the GOAT. I feel like he's going to... He's made a legacy for himself now because he can do, he's proved himself that he can do anything. He can do like Afro beats, he can do slow jams, he can do R&B, he can do rap. He is.
Like, I feel like he's our, I feel like I might get hate for saying this because it could be disrespectful to musical legends or whatever, but I feel like he's our generation's like Michael Jackson or Elvis Presley.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. He's made a legacy for himself. Yeah, definitely. But that has just made me so excited because I didn't know that.
Well, he posted on Instagram. It was like a meme and it said someone asking, are you single? And the person replied, no, I'm album. So...
So not even just a little single, we're getting a whole album from him.
But he just dropped.
I'm ready for that.
That's something I swear really recently, like a few months ago, because it had on Chicago Freestyle, which I'm already think is going to be, speaking of Spotify Wrapped, my number one song of the year. It's just
oh my God,
too
so
baby,
good.
Watching my body.
I'm not even going to start singing because like.
I had never heard of the guy who was on the song. Who is he called? Givion? I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. I'm definitely butchering that name. Givion?
No, I don't know.
Givion?
Do you know what I love about Drake, though? He finds these people, like Georgia Smith, for example. I feel like she wasn't really as heard of. And then as soon as they do a song with Drake, suddenly they, like, blow up. 100%. So I'm sure we'll be hearing more from that guy.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know who he was either.
He has the most smooth voice I've ever heard. That song, like when it comes in and it's like 2:30, I'm like, woo, let's go.
Do you know what though? That song could be used for every mood. Like I can listen to that before a night out. I can listen to that in the bath. Like it's such a good song.
I do think it would be a toss up between Drake and Rihanna if someone was like to me, you could only listen to one artist for the rest of your life.
It would. Bad girl, Riri.
I know. And she is another person who has a song for every mood.
Yep, without a doubt. She's the female. Yeah, female Drake for me as well.
100%. Are you.
And she's smashing it as well. Although I am waiting for another album. So, like, Riri, if you want to do that, then.
I loved how
we're all waiting.
Like, we've been begging her for years, and she just, like, jumped on a Party Next Door song and sang, like, 8 words and was like, there you go, leave me alone now. Like, stop asking me, I've done 8 words. Like, that's it for the next 5 years.
She's fed up now.
But it was. I remember she posted on Instagram in 2019, like, it was like a meme of this person listening to music and the caption was me listening to like R9, which is like Rihanna album 9. And then obviously it never came in 2019, but she said in the caption it was coming in 2019. And then everyone was bugging her. They were like, where's the album? You were like, you lot annoyed me too much. It's not coming anymore.
Is that what she said? See, I love this girl's attitude. Yeah. Like, imagine being that rich that you don't actually have to drop something that you've just spent time making.
But we do need it. Rihanna, please, give it to us.
Please.
It's getting too much now. It's gone too long. Please, we're begging.
Now, she is someone that could save this year.
Yeah. The whole nation is waiting. Like, everyone has been waiting. No, not even the nation. The whole world is waiting. We've been waiting too long. Because Anti was her last album, and that was when I was, like, in sixth form, I think.
So long ago.
It came out in... Yeah, the very start of 2016.
Jeez.
It's not fair.
Rihanna, you've had 4 years.
But, you know, no, yeah, we will give it to her. She's been dibble-dabbling in all her ventures, but...
That's true. She's got her lingerie. She's got her makeup.
She's got her clothing line, which her clothing line is beautiful, but I will
I've not seen it.
Oh my gosh, there is this coat. I saw this coat on it in like back in winter. I have never fallen in love with a coat so much, but if I wanted to buy that coat, I would have to probably sell an organ of mine on the black market. Like, there was no... or put my flat back up and, sell my flat. Like,
oh, really?
I would have had to start out a mortgage for that coat alone. It was, like, something...
Oh, she's a bougie brand.
It was, like, 3.8K, I think, the coat. And I saw it on a girl on Instagram, and I was like, oh, I'm buying this right now. Like, I'm just typing it in. My fingers were slamming on the keyboard, and then it came up, and I was like,
oh my God.
Just slowly closed the laptop lid. I was like, maybe not.
That is a small mortgage, so
literally, it's like 4 months worth of bloody rent to buy a coat.
I mean, I'd probably have to live in the coat. I'd buy it and then set it up as like a tent and live in the coat.
There has been loads of Love Island news this week. First of all, there is a new bizarre random couple which has literally come out of nowhere. So Luke M from the Winter Love Island is now dating Lucy, I think it's Dolan, the surfer chick.
I kind of dig that.
I'm just like, where are these people finding relationships in the middle of a world pandemic? Like, I've been looking for 21 and a half years and found nothing. And these people are finding relationships while we're in lockdown in a pandemic. That is a talent.
They've been breaking the rules.
That is a pure talent. They must have. But I feel like they're quite cute.
Has there ever been a situation where two Love Island people from different seasons have got together? Because I feel like they do run in the same circle, so that kind of makes sense.
Well, there was Theo and Kaz. I don't think they were the same season.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think they were either. Oh my God, yeah. It does make sense because...
Well, yeah, you're all at the same events. They're all...
Yeah.
They're all at Shish Chigwell every weekend. They're going to bump into each other.
No, but I feel like them two look really good together. Yeah. I can definitely see the aesthetic anyway. Mm-hmm.
But Demi, who Luke was with in the villa in Winter Love Island...
Oh, yeah.
She's been dropping some shade. She's been... She was like, she's been doing some Insta captions, which a little bit shady, but I'm kind of here for it. I'm like, it's giving us, because there's no Love Island on Arts TV right now, it's basically giving us virtual Love Island drama.
Yes, that's all we want. We want literally some Love Island drama.
So Lucy posted on her Instagram a caption which was like, was meaning to catch flights this summer, but instead I've caught feelings. And then Demi posted.
Cute.
Yeah, cute caption. Like, that was clever.
Yeah, that is a cute caption.
But then Demi posted, honey, dot, dot, you should take my advice. Catch that flight, not that feeling.
Oh, my God. Demi with the clap back. That was...
Oh, my God.
That wasn't even, like, subtle.
No. No subtlety to
it. She may as well have added her in that, like...
to give her a little cheeky tag at the bottom of the picture, like...
Demi! I did not expect that from her.
Yeah, but I love that from her. I always liked her on the show. I feel like the winter one, it was... I just don't know with Love Island anymore. I feel like everyone's too aware of it when they go in now. And it's never... Yeah. Like, we didn't even get any drama in the winter one, other than Leanne.
I know. Yeah. But no, there wasn't that much. My favourite seasons were season 2 and season 3, because I feel like... Season 2, they had no idea that it was going to get them any sort of fame. Season 3 was just full of the best people. I feel like whoever casted them people needs money. They needed an upgrade.
A pay rise.
Or like, not an upgrade, a promotion, because they were doing something right. Yeah. Like, that season was so good.
Because that was the one with Olivia Attwood. And I genuinely think Olivia Attwood is one of the best additions to television in history. She is so funny.
Out of doubt.
I really liked season 4 because season 4 had so many good girls on, but they all just like the public kept voting them out. Like it had Haley, Laura, Megan, Samira, Ellie. Like they had a good bunch.
Yeah. Wasn't that season 3?
No, season 3 was like Montana.
Oh, yeah.
Amber Davies.
Oh my God, yes. Season 4 was also such a vibe.
But I was thinking, the season with Molly Mae and Amber and all that, that was only, like, it was airing this time last year. It feels like a lifetime ago.
No.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Like, Michael was coming...
Oh my God, that feels so long ago.
I know. Michael came back recoupled with someone else, like, literally about a year ago, just over a year. Like, it feels about 7 years ago.
I can't even really remember that season that well.
I know.
Like, that genuinely feels like so long ago. I feel like because we've had a Love Island in between and we've had... I don't know, it feels like it was 2 years ago because we've had another
Literally.
Love Island, but I don't know about the winter one. Like, it's just not the same. It doesn't bang the same.
Yeah, because it's
as
like,
when it's in summer.
Because I thought when it was first announced, I was like, oh, this is going to be way better because it's cold. Everyone's going to be indoors anyway. No one's going to have plans. It'll be dark. I'm like, we can live through the sun. No.
Yeah.
If anything, it just made me jealous and not want to watch it.
Yeah, basically, they were just shipped off to South Africa and I was like, right, well, great, it's raining all the time.
But that winter Love Island villa was so peng. Oh my God, it was beautiful, that villa.
I would have much rather been in the South Africa one, for sure. For sure.
Here on the podcast, every week we have a trending list, which is basically everything that has been on our radar over the week. And at the top of our trending list this week, we have Rihanna's new business venture. We've previously touched that she has been, you know, doing a little business here and there. And she's got Fenty Skin coming out now.
Ah! I am so excited. Every single product of Fenty's, I am obsessed
yeah.
with. So I already know the skincare is gonna bang.
That's what I mean, because I've never tried a bad product from Fenty Beauty, so I'm like, this Fenty Skin has to bang.
And if it's gonna make me look like Rihanna or like give me her skin, then I'm sold.
Take
like,
my money.
I'm there. take my money right now.
I feel like Rihanna's the type of person, she wouldn't release something that's not actually good. So, and I feel like skincare is so hard to get right. Makeup's a bit easier, and I feel like celebrity sort of makeup brands can get away with it a bit easier because it's a bit... Skincare's intense, but...
Yeah.
So when it was first announced and it was like Fenty Skin, I immediately thought of like Kylie Skin and how like most celebrity skincare brands didn't go that well. But then I remembered it's Rihanna and she ain't releasing anything, which is bad.
Exactly. She's probably been working on that for years. For years. I mean, when I heard how many times she redid that Anti album, I was like, okay, this girl is a perfectionist. Like, I think she redid one of the songs like 8 or 9 times.
Oh my God.
So she is not releasing some
dud moisturizer.
Yes.
Simone Biles, who, if you do not know, is an Olympian gymnast. That's quite a tongue twister. Olympian gymnast. Yes, well, anyway, sorry, my ADHD is getting in the way. Simone Biles is an Olympian gymnast, and she is on the cover of Vogue this year, and she revealed, this is the energy I was going to say that I need for 2020, but I've already given up for 2020. This is the energy that I'm going to need for 2021. She revealed that she's lost track of how many Olympic medals she's won.
I mean...
like, that, I need...
Say no more.
That's what I need, that, I need to take that into my 2021.
Do you know what? Imagine if that was me, that is exactly how I would introduce myself to everyone. Hi guys, I'm Madison Sarah. I've lost count on how many Olympian medals I have. Like, can you imagine? Not even just medals, gold medals.
Yeah, she is pretty incredible. And that is such like, put that on my tombstone, honestly. Like, that's my, no, you know what? That's my Insta bio.
That is a big flex to carry around, to be fair. Is that the reason she's on the cover?
I'm not sure. I think it was just like a cover in general. And then I think they asked in her in the interview, how many medals have you won? And she was like, oh, I actually don't know. I've lost track. She didn't bring it up. Someone just genuinely asked how many medals she won. She was like, oh, I don't know. Like, lost track. Like, just such a humble brag.
I mean, in your lifetime, winning that many gold medals and being on the cover of Vogue, you've made it.
Literally.
Like, sis has made it.
Channel 4 has announced that there is a new documentary coming out about the Spice Girls, which I'm excited for. But I was...
Okay.
I think my age just slightly missed out on the Spice Girls.
I feel like mine just got in because I'm a 97 baby. Mm. So I was definitely in that bracket, but... I think I went to a Spice Girls concert once, actually.
Oh, wow.
But no, do you know what? I'm so intrigued about Victoria Beckham and Mel B. Like, oh, I don't know why, but they just, I don't know.
Mel B's got good energy.
Scary Spice.
Mel B's the type of girl I'd want to go have a drink with at the pub. Like,
although she
fun.
Would scare the life out of me if I met her and she wasn't my friend. I'd be like, oh my God.
And at the bottom of the trending list this week is Will Smith and Jada.
I can't talk about it.
The whole entanglement mess.
The whole entanglement. That is my new favourite word ever.
If you didn't know, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, is that Pinkett? I think it's Pinkett.
Yeah.
Have basically come out and been like, oh, well, the whole marriage isn't quite as loyal as we think. And because everybody has always held them as like the best celebrity couple.
Couple goals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's all a shock. Like, my whole life has basically been a lie now, so that's great.
2020 is just throwing these bullets at us, and
every week it's something new.
I don't know what to do anymore. Like, everything is just so surprising. I'm sick of it at this point. Nothing surprises me anymore.
Literally.
But to be fair, that is something where I was like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. Have you seen the Red Table Talk?
I've watched clips. I've not watched the whole thing, though.
I've not watched the whole thing, but the clips I've seen, he looks just like he's fed up. Mm. Like, he just looks like he's like, do you know what? It is what it is. And she
took the W. Jada did, I won't lie, even though she was the one in the entanglement, she took the W.
Yeah, she did. Especially because she preaches all this, like, you know, positivity. Like, her Red Table Talks are all like that. And it was, I feel it was good for her to kind of tell her side of the story, because she's always come across as like the one that knows everything, if that makes sense.
I saw a tweet and it was like, it's a win for City Girls this summer. I was like, woo!
I mean, Jada took our Hot Girl Summer and actually spiced it up, so.
Every week we finish the podcast episode with a poll, and this week's poll is Love Island is starting a new sort of show this week called Love Island All the Drums, which, debatable name, but it's basically showing the best bits of all the five seasons, or has it been six? It's been six seasons now. All the six seasons, sort of like a highlight reel. Like, they'll probably have the Katie and Marley affair on. They'll probably have the, like, when Josh came back with someone else and the Georgia recoupling. You know, it's just the best bits. But my question is, are we going to be tuning in? Me personally, I don't think I will, just because the clips are all on YouTube and I've rewatched them all already anyway.
True. That's true. Wait, so is it just one episode or is it...
I'm not sure. I think it's like maybe three episodes this week. Like, if there's or maybe it's just a one-off special. I honestly don't know.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm moving out. If I want something on in the background, then it's something I would have on in the background, but I wouldn't sit down, get the popcorn out and watch it like I'm watching an actual episode.
Yeah.
I think it's just something for the background noise. Do you 100%. Know what I mean?
It's not a Clear the Diary type of show, but if I'm sat eating my spag bowl on Wednesday night and there's nothing on the telly, it might come on.
That's what I'm saying. So it's a no from me in terms of, am I going to set it in my calendar and, you know, get a takeout ready for the occasion? Absolutely not. But if it is on and I'm doing something in the background, then why not? I mean, I do actually like watching the clips back on YouTube. Yeah. So.
It's like nostalgic. It's nice to watch it back. It's like it remembers summer memories when everything was, when we were allowed out the house. When
I mean,
let us know if you guys are watching the show over on our Instagram at Pop Off Podcast, and the poll will be on the story over there. Mads, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yay! Thank you for having me.
You were such a fun guest.
So fun.
And I'm glad I found someone else who has the same love as Rihanna as me. Did that make sense?
Definitely got that.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the episode. As always, if you are enjoying the podcast, make sure you subscribe. You can find us anywhere you usually get your podcasts, whether that is Spotify, Global Player, Apple Podcasts, or whatever else. And if you did enjoy the episode, we would be very grateful if you could leave us a review. Check out the poll over on our Instagram, and we'll see you next Monday for another episode. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.